I explained that their high-conflict behavior was quite predictable once you recognized the warning signs, and it was simple to learn their patterns. I started teaching my HCP theory and developing methods for calming and resolving HCP disputes. After one of my trainings for judges, the organizer, Megan Hunter, suggested that we form a training partnership, which became the High Conflict Institute in 2008. The added visibility led to me speaking worldwide, mostly to professionals, but also to ordinary individuals struggling with HCPs in their lives. We soon augmented our services by adding a dozen trainers and online training. Amazingly, the HCP pattern was the same everywhere. Were HCPs increasing, I wondered? The people on the receiving end of high conflict behavior often tell us some variation of the following. I wish I knew this years ago. I can't believe they deceived me for so long, and I had no idea how dangerous they could be. It was around 2010 that political tensions seemed to erupt into high conflict. Increasing incivility between liberals and conservatives seemed to be occurring worldwide. Populism and authoritarian governments were sprouting all over. Could populist politicians be HCPs, I wondered? Many seemed to have these familiar personality patterns. I began to wonder if it was possible to educate all voters about personality disorders and their destructive potential in politics.